Occupy Wall Street, I think the what was brilliant about it was this articulation of what the problem in the country was, which was corporatism and banks that had just massive power overtaking our governing systems, overtaking all of our systems, our food systems, our community systems, our personal systems, our lives. And it's this consumerism and this competitiveness that really has taken away people's power. What we need is a way to create our own lives and our own governance and our own communities.
Big banks still have a great deal of influence in this country, and financial reform efforts in Washington have only gone so far. What do you say to folks who are sympathetic to the Occupy movement, but maybe a little disappointed in the results 1 year later?
If somebody is disappointed in results, they need to step into making the change. And they are invited to step into making a change. When people look at Occupy as something that is fixed or done, that's the wrong way to approach it. Occupy is a new process that is there for people to step into. It is people. It is, if someone comes to General Assembly, this isn't run like a traditional political movement or social movement. It's incredibly dynamic. It really is open. We have spent the last year working on what the concept of consensus is, what the concept of community is. That's where we feel true change begins to happen. You can't really criticize it until you've come and given your voice. We want to hear those people, the people that say they're disappointed, come down and talk to us because your wisdom will help us.
With the possible exception of maybe Elizabeth Warren running as a Democrat for the Senate in Massachusetts, the Occupy movement has not really fielded candidates for office, unlike the Tea Party movement, which did field candidates for office and arguably took control of the House of Representatives in the 2010 elections. Why hasn't the Occupy movement, in your view, fielded candidates under the Occupy banner? And wouldn't that lead to broader influence in the kind of change that the movement advocates?
Well, there are a number of different ways of thinking about that. I think what Occupy is focused on is a bigger systemic change. We also feel like the political machine is bought. And so I think if we're thinking on a greater scale of systemic change, for our efforts to go into traditional, all of our efforts, I think some people are part of Occupy and then they also are part of a political effort, maybe not under the guise of Occupy, but under another part of their personality. But it goes to this greater concept of what is wrong. If we feel like it's the political system that is so corrupt, if we put our energies behind one particular candidate before we feel like there's reform, that's not doing a lot of good, because that politician, no matter how change-minded they are, will not find an environment that they can work in. So what we talk about is being more community-minded. When we talk about banks, I heard a great phrase the other day that we need 500 banks, not 5 banks. We need banks in our communities. We need to support our own economies. So I think while people in Occupy have a side of them that may be supporting one candidate or another, the greater movement is a social movement. It's not a political movement.
About a year ago, I think a lot of public opinion polls nationwide were showing that the existence of the Occupy movement was shifting public opinion toward a conversation about the 1% and about the 99% and about growing income disparity. Do you think that the movement here in Harrisonburg has had a similar effect on folks in this area, people that you've talked to, and how is that affecting the situation here, either politically or socially?
we didn't do mass protests. We have done protests. We've done a songful protest in front of the Bank of America. We've worked with DREAM activists to release people who were detained, and they did get released, so that was successful. And we've done these Move Your Money education campaigns where we developed a flyer at Occupy Harrisonburg. That flyer has been used by Occupy Delaware. It's been used by something called InterOccupy that goes out to the greater occupies. For me, when I change and when I step into a situation, it's because I've seen someone else do it. So in our community, if somebody can see that we've been dedicated, we go down to the square every day, we feel like that square is the place for us to gather. And we don't have a voice politically, but we're gathered and we're taking our bodies down to the square. That's what we have left, is to gather and to be public and in the streets. Representative John Lewis says, get in the way. And it's to make people think, when you get in the way, you provide an opportunity for people to stop and think on all sides. So we do cash mobs, which are, we gather at a locally owned business to appreciate the fact that they've taken a risk in our community, and we spend money there. We go and then we gather, and it's very joyful. It's just a great way for us to connect with each other and connect with the community. The other thing that we've done every single week since Occupy started is volunteer at New Community Projects Sustainable Living House. And there we help with carpentry, we help with gardening, and that's envisioning a beloved community. That's envisioning a place where people on the margins and people maybe not on the margins, but people who have an interest can gather and create community. So I think that there are two things that we really want to focus on in addition to envisioning a new society, but two very important things. One is the National Defense Authorization Act, which was authorized this year by President Obama. And that is about sweeping worldwide indefinite detention of individuals overseas, militarily, overseas or here in the United States. It threatens us. It threatens our ability to gather. It threatens our rights as citizens, and it allows for the powers that be to just run things the way they want to without redress from citizens. The other thing we're focused on is the 2010 Citizens United decision, and that unleashed the powers of corporations by deeming it a right to spend unlimited money influencing elections.
Yeah, didn't President Obama come out in favor of a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United?
Exactly.
Maybe that's what it would take.
Well, yeah, he raised the issue.
Paulette, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Bob.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.